Finally today, another transportation story that might make you feel nostalgic. If you've ever traveled by train, then you've probably seen and heard the Solari board. That's the arrivals and departures board with letters and numbers that flip. You know what I'm talking about. Large Italian-made analog signs that just feel like old Europe, and fewer of them are in use. Right here in the States, Amtrak officials are planning to replace the Solari board in Philadelphia's 30th Street station with a digital one. Matt Sore prefers the analog version. He's an associate professor of communication studies at Concordia University in Montreal. But what he really likes to do is collect and restore old Solari boards.
At the age of about 9 or 10, a good weekend for me was going with a friend with some cheese and onion sandwiches and a thermos flask of hot chocolate and spending a day at some of the terminus stations in London, such as St. Pancras and King's Cross and Euston and Paddington, collecting the numbers of the engines as they came into those terminus stations. What I remember now, which I didn't really appreciate at the time, was that in each of those stations, there were these jumbo displays of cascading letters and numbers that had this kind of waterfall effect to them as you looked at them from top to bottom, but also had this amazing, very, very distinctive fluttering sound to them as the information changed on them, which must have been a comfort to a lot of people looking for information to understand where they needed to be and for which train. But for me, it was all part of the mix of being in a huge old station with an vaulted ceiling and the smell of diesel fumes. If I think about my research, if I look back at the kinds of things I've been interested in, I'm often interested in new technologies, but I'm also interested in older technologies, residual technologies that have been and gone in recent memory. And I've found that they're not all the same. They don't have all the same kinds of characteristics. So these Solaris, I demonstrate these Solari split flaps to anybody who's interested, and I often get a smile or a warm nod of acknowledgement with this sound that for a lot of us is very, very familiar and takes us a long way back in our own lives and our own experiences of travel. But it's not like, for instance, the squawk of a modem, an old dial-up modem, or the chugging away of a fax machine, which I think maybe nobody misses all that much. So some of these residual technologies continue to resonate for us, and some of them really don't.
That was Matt Sore of Concordia University in Montreal. You know, just hearing that sound makes me want to hop a train. I'm not the only one. A lot of us here in the newsroom are feeling nostalgic for the Solari board and great train trips we've taken. Tell us about yours and your memories of Solari boards. Just look for The World on Facebook. And as much as I'd like to hop a train, this is our last stop today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you all tomorrow.